Joining us in the studio to talk synchronicity, Chris Mackie. Welcome, Chris.
Hi, Daryl. Hi, Roxy.
How are you, Chris?
Very good, Roxy. And can I just say, I think Daryl is looking particularly dapper this afternoon. Would you say? I think he's warming up for the business awards tomorrow night.
Yes, when he is.
Wait until tomorrow night. It only gets better tomorrow night.
Lovely blue jacket, white shirt.
Tonight. He's going the burgundy velvet tomorrow night. Yes.
The go-getter.
That's it. Yes, we'll be there tomorrow. And if you're along for the Geelong Business Excellence Awards, we'll see you there and we'll have a whole lot of fun.
Yeah, it's going to be awesome.
Just us and 590 other people.
Yeah, something like that.
It seems to get bigger each year, doesn't it?
It does.
We're going to talk synchronicity, and you've got an interesting story to kick us off with today, haven't you, Chris?
Yes, Daryl. Well, it's a bit of a sad story in a way, but like often with synchronicity stories, there's a message of connection. Mm. And it actually relates to Bernie Beitman, the psychiatrist who has a podcast on synchronicity that we've talked about before, a wonderful podcast called Connecting with Coincidence. But Bernie tells of a story also in his book, Connecting with Coincidence, about how one night at 11 o'clock, out of the blue, he started to have a choking fit. And he felt like he was choking. There's no reason for him to feel this way because it's not like he'd eaten just before or whatever. And he learnt soon after that just at that time, in a different time zone, some states away in America, he learnt that his dad had died just at the time, the same time he'd had the choking fit. And you know, sadly, he learnt that his dad had choked on his own blood at the time he was dying. So, but one of the things is, it just was remarkable, the coincidence, exactly at the same time, states apart and all the rest of it. And it led Bernie to feel this connection with his father, because I think something like that's more likely to happen if you have a close connection with someone. And I thought I'd mention that story because sometimes I hear other people talk about amazing coincidences that lead them to feel connected in some way, some sign or message or connection or whatever with someone who has died. And it gives people some, it can give people some sense of comfort. It certainly adds to a sense of wonder. But part of the reason I mention this here is I think that's more than just someone being superstitious or whatever. I hear these stories so often that I think if that's really meaningful to someone, well, I think of a lot of situations where people find it very meaningful to them.
There's a lot of stories, though, that pop up, and not necessarily like Bernie's where at the same time, but there's a lot of stories that pop up where people go, when somebody recently passed, they feel a presence or there's a sign given or whatever, and it's usually very close to the time of passing, and they can't really be explained. And people sort of go, well, you know, maybe that's because at that point, when you know someone's passed, your senses of their or of them is heightened at that time.
Well, I kind of think, I think a lot of people sometimes think this stuff is maybe hocus pocus or something like that. But we are all these atoms that come together to create this human. There's so much going on around us and with us, and our energy and our electricity and our all of that that we're just not aware of. And I just think that it just almost makes a lot of sense that if somebody passes away, their energy is incredibly strong and it would go to the people that they love, like it would zoom to those people.
There's one expression, as above, so below. And this was mentioned on a recent Bernie Beitman podcast. And someone was saying, look, we've got an internet, but maybe people can also be connected by some kind of subconscious psychic internet.
Yeah.
That there are these kind of connections that we can have that you can't explain easily in a rational way, but too often there seem to be these connections, like, say, a twin. One of them gets hurt and the other one, you know, feels a sore knee, and they ring up their twin the other side of the world and finds out that they had an accident just at that time and hurt their knee. Like, these things happen too often, and it's a little bit like Carl Jung talked about. He talked about a collective unconscious, which is the notion of there is a deeper consciousness beyond our awareness that links us all. And that actually fits in with quantum physics.
Mm, the very first wireless internet. We are talking synchronicity. Chris Mackie is in the studio with us. And if you've got a story, 52299939. Chris, now you've got another story which, look, it's also a bit of a sad story, but we think it's quite amusing.
It is a sad story, but it has a comic edge. And how it started off, a lady told me this story, and I'll change her name, but this lady experienced a very tragic event just over a year ago. She lost her husband, Norm, in a road accident. Well, there was a story about Norm and vacuuming. Quite a while earlier, the lady I know heard Norm talking with the next door neighbour and saying, "Hey, look, how hard can vacuuming be? Now, come on, it must be easy enough." And just sort of push around a bit. And then suddenly they both realise that, you know, Norm realises his wife has walked in the door, and they've both been caught out talking like this. So the lady had been saying, "Look, I'm going to buy a robot vacuum cleaner. You know, that'll make it easier." And Norm was saying, "Look, you don't need to do that. They're expensive. Look, I'll do the vacuum cleaning." So there's Norm doing the vacuum cleaning. Now, again, sadly, Norm has died over a year ago. Oh. Now, anyway, the lady finally decides for herself, "Wait a minute, now I can get one of those robot vacuum cleaners. You know, Norm's not going to tell me not to do that kind of thing. I can do that. I can afford a vacuum cleaner. I'm going to do this." Goes out and gets a robot vacuum cleaner, and you know what? The name of the vacuum cleaner is Norm.
No way.
And she is thinking, "This is fantastic. This is hilarious."
So
she's telling
funny.
Her friends. So now, and we're just saying, look, this is only right. Norm's going to be doing the vacuuming in perpetuity.
That's forever
it.
And
yeah,
ever.
It
Amen.
It even almost, Norm has got a button on it called Home. I think you press this button when the vacuuming's done.
It goes
so,
back to
so
it.
I think the lady, she presses the button Home and says, "Time to go home now, Norm."
Isn't that beautiful, though? Because it's kind of,
there's a delightful connection that
really
this
lovely.
Lady has with her loved one, which will go on forever. And I think that's a story of a synchronicity with a comical edge. But again, it's the same theme. It's the connection that we have with loved ones that sometimes seems to go beyond them no longer being with us on the earth, so to speak.
Oh, that's so beautiful.
Let's hope that Norm the vacuum cleaner is a fairly reliable unit and maybe to stay with her for a little while.
Don't break down. She might need to take Norm in for some
servicing or repairs. Well, let's hope not. But, I suppose you get that sort of stuff. But it is, again, it's what we talk about here every couple of weeks. If you do have a story, you can also jump on the website and contact us if you'd like to tell your story anonymously. Or you can give us a call when Chris is in here, 522-299-939. It is Synchronicity with Chris Mackey, and we'll catch you again in a couple of weeks, Chris.
Great, Daryl. Bye then, Roxy.
See ya.